2013 shaping up to be a pivotal year for cellulosic and advanced biofuels. The first few companies are actually commissioning commercial biorefineries as we speak, and that's an exciting development. And more producers are breaking ground and completing construction of additional commercial biorefineries. These new facilities are spreading across the country, making use of a wide variety of cellulosic feedstocks and new technologies. The visible progress of these companies represents not just years of research and development and millions of dollars in investment, but also future opportunities for economic growth, investment, and most importantly, employment opportunities and job creation and economic growth for our country. The accomplishments of the biotech industry can't be overstated. For any industry to move from the drawing board to pilot scale and demonstration facility into commercial scale within the span of a decade is really tremendous.
We continue to believe in the value and the promise of cellulosic ethanol and second-generation biofuels in general. Abengoa employs 22,000 people in more than 70 countries, and we certainly could have built these facilities and created these jobs in many places. However, we believe that the U.S. is the key market for development and implementation of these fuels, and this is due largely to long-term forward-looking policies that the U.S. has implemented.
The advanced biofuel section of the renewable fuel standard was written thanks to a bold and aggressive vision from Congress to move our nation away from imported oil and toward a reliance on domestic renewable energy. The technology to commercialize cellulosic ethanol had not yet been realized at that point, and the hope was that the RFS would prompt the kind of investment and attention needed to hasten its development. While we are still awaiting word from the EPA on the renewable fuel standard rules for 2013, it is clear that those actual volume targets have been optimistic. However, it is that optimism that has spurred the many projects that are under construction and coming online soon across the United States.
Now, when we listen to those that want to repeal the RFS, like the API, what we hear is essentially an industry organization that wants the United States to turn its back on new technology and to turn its back on these investments on science and our ability to lead the world in this new renewable industry. They want to retain a privileged position, keep the United States dependent on a 20th century technology. And they may have new ways of getting at the old idea, but freeing up carbon from the ground as an energy source is still an old idea. And turning our backs on innovation is certainly not the history and the tradition of the U.S. and of the company that I am with.